High school can be a challenge, especially for students new to the U.S. Many speak little English and may be behind in their studies, but they have a right to that education. Now some refugees in New York State are suing their school district. They say the district violated their rights by directing many of them to English classes instead of to high school. NPR's Hansi-Lo Wong reports.
In New York State, you have a right to attend a public high school and earn a diploma until you're 21. That was Paw San So Bree's plan after she left a refugee camp in Thailand when she was almost 19. She resettled in Utica, New York, about 4 hours north of New York City. And when she arrived, Bree says she knew she had a lot of work to do.
I mean, I did not speak any English at all. I could barely say my name in English.
So she went to a newcomers program where a teacher from Utica's school district taught English to Bree and other refugees. Eventually, they asked to move on to high school.
The teacher there told us, oh no, you cannot go to high school. And we were like, why? And they told us, oh, you were too old, you're 19 now. So by the time you're 21, you won't finish high school. You were just wasting your time.
That was about 8 years ago. And Bree says since then, other district employees have given similar explanations to refugees who speak little or no English and want to go to high school. That's why she helped organize a group of students to sue the Utica City School District. Their federal class action lawsuit says that for almost a decade, the district has discriminated against refugee students over 16.
It was an open secret that refugees just knew within the community that once you were at a certain age and you're arriving in the country, you're just not going to get a chance to go to high school.
That was one of the attorneys for the students, Phil DeGrange of the New York Civil Liberties Union. DeGrange says the district funneled his clients to alternative programs to mainly learn English, and it did not give them the choice to earn high school diplomas.
They're putting them on a track where they can't become a doctor, where they can't become an engineer or a lawyer, and that is absurd. That's the exact opposite of what our country's been built on, right?
NPR asked for an interview with the district's superintendent, Bruce Karam. His office referred us to the district's attorney, who did not respond to multiple requests before broadcast. But in a sworn statement filed in federal court, Karam says the district has not denied enrollment to any eligible students based upon their age. Karam is also asking a judge to dismiss a second similar lawsuit filed by the New York State Attorney General. He recently appeared on a local radio station, WIBX.
We want to be able to provide the sound basic education, which is guaranteed under the state constitution,
right.
to all students, including our refugee population. But in order to do this, the funding formula has got to be fixed, and Utica needs to get its fair share.
Utica is one of New York's poorest school districts. It's faced hundreds of layoffs and regular budget deficits. In fact, it's involved in a separate lawsuit that says public schools in Utica and other small cities in New York have suffered from underfunding by the state. Still, the state attorney general's office argues that Utica is breaking federal funding rules by discriminating against immigrant students. Justin Diebler is an assistant attorney general in New York. He says problems enrolling immigrants in schools have grown since the recent surge of unaccompanied children from Central America.
The settlements that our office has reached have spanned northern, western New York, southern New York. We see these problems cropping up all over New York State, not simply in Utica.
This week, his office announced another settlement with a district on Long Island. An investigation found that it was excluding immigrants over 16 from high school. Diebler says Utica is the first school district the state has taken to court on this issue. It's also the first one Patrick Tuizer has ever sued. He's 19 and one of the refugee students who filed the class action lawsuit claiming the district prevented them from going to high school. But now Tuizer leaves his family's apartment most mornings with the backpack strapped on.
I have to be in school at 8 o'clock.
That's because he's finally enrolled at Proctor High School with four other refugee students from the suit. He says they have a right to be there.
We have a right to be in class, to study, you know. The children have a right to study.
Both cases against the Utica City School District are still ongoing. Tuizer's attorneys say they want to make sure other refugees can go to high school, even if they don't have lawyers backing them up. Hansi-Lo Wong, NPR News, Utica, New York.